Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, James and guest host. This is Paul. I kind of got scared and freaked out because your voicemail says,
You're listening to Nobody's Listening. Better than a metal barrel hanging from a pine tree.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, bud.
Hey, you podcast people. How are you guys doing? It's episode 56 of Nobody's Listening, brought to you the week of February 18th. As always, Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same. But broke ya. We're not doing that today.
Nope.
No stories.
Nobody.
Nothing funny.
It's about us today.
It's just about you people out there.
Okay, actually. Maybe not about us.
It's about today. We're gonna do an all voicemail and email epi today.
Sounds good.
I think it sounds good.
I asked you if I could make fun of people that were.
We can make fun of people in Christian love.
That's hard for me, James.
Today's episode is brought to you by one of our listeners, Marbles2x2, and so thank you, Marbles, for sponsoring the show. His message is this. Ninjas are way better than pirates. Ninjas of NL Cast, unite! I shouted for all the times that he shouted with his text.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's what we do. We're delivering this for the people.
For the people.
So, real quick before we get into the weekly updates and all that, how are you feeling right now? What you been doing all day for 2 days?
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Is this not a weekly update?
No, not yet.
I don't have one, though.
Weekly update.
Well, let's move right into it. Okay. This is your weekly update now.
Okay, my weekly update.
We're rewinding. Hey, Dave, you got a weekly update?
Yeah, I do, James, actually. I've been working.
Well, let's not wait. Let's go right into them.
I've been working on your cabinets.
Cabinets?
For the last 2 days.
Is it a new shop in town, Dave?
I've been working
at cabinets.
I've been working in, around smelly cabinets.
Right, because here's the thing, peeps. We moved into our new house, and everything's wonderful, and David and I spent like 3 days painting the outside of these cabinets. My wife gets everything loaded in. Everything's wonderful and awesome.
Contact paper, everything.
And you go to reach in and get a glass or a bowl or a plate, and the entire inside of my cabinet smells like what, Dave?
Butt.
No.
Cat butt.
It smells like pee-pee.
It smells like pee-pee.
It smells like pee-pee. Urine.
And I really don't know what, you know, how.
It smells like number one.
It does. Number one. But the thing is, I can't distinguish.
The middle schoolers.
There you go. I can't distinguish between the, if it's cat pee.
Or human
or
pee.
Or doggy pee. Or human pee.
It could be all of the above. I believe the people that lived here before us kept pee in small containers.
And every time they went and got a glass,
they
spilled
some out. And you don't have to refrigerate pee.
You don't.
It doesn't smell nearly as bad if you refrigerate it.
That's true.
That's what the doctors do.
Yeah.
Do you know somewhere in America right now in a tiny, tiny fridge, there's probably one of your urine samples still in some doctor's fridge.
Dude, that's a little scary.
Yeah.
That's like 24 stuff. Where's Jack Bauer when you need him to find your pee?
That was so random.
Anyway.
Hey, why don't you stick your arm in your folds of fat while you're at it?
Michael, we love you, bud.
So,
but anyway, yeah, so I've been working on your cabinets.
And I've been sick. I've been sick as a dog.
I finally got over mine, and then James started, like, what, day two of mine?
Yeah,
you started
so
on
I'm
yours.
Like 2 days behind you. I'm almost over this mess.
Yeah.
Ugh. But my weekly update is this.
I'm not done playing my weekly update.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I just finished your cabinets.
Yay!
There you go. Okay, we're done.
Oh,
go ahead, James.
We're done with the show. No, I was... this was earlier this week. David and I have been working nonstop, just working on this house. Even though we'd been moving in, we still had a lot of stuff to do. So I'm still wearing my clothes. Basically, every single day that I've worked on this house, I've worn one of two shirts and one pair of pants.
I've worn
now. Before
the same
you
thing.
Freak out, yeah, David's been doing it too. But the difference between us is I have a wife who washes mine every day, and so mine's not nearly as funky. And so. I've got this pair of jeans, and I've got these two shirts, and they have, I'm wearing them actually right now.
Yeah.
And you can see they have dirt and not dirt, but just stains and paint all over them. I wear this KC what is that? The Royals baseball hat that has paint and dust and stuff all over it. And at the point that this happened, I hadn't shaved for 3 days. So I was looking really burly.
Scruffy.
I imagine that I looked like one of these. I thought I felt masculine. I felt very macho. I looked like a contractor. I thought I did.
And I looked like your helper.
Yeah. You're my lackey. My gopher.
Wow, James.
Yeah. I see. My laborer.
Laborer.
So we stop at the convenience store, and I'm getting icy, which has become a trend.
It has become a trend.
White cherry, baby.
White cherry.
Icy's.
Yeah. Icy's. The medium size, not the large, nope, not the small,
nope,
medium.
Not the small. They up the charge on us.
They had the charge. They had told us about it.
They told us about it, but they charged us before they told us. But anyway, I'm getting this thing, and this dude, this homeless-looking dude,
yes,
comes up behind me. And I'm thinking, oh, man, he's going to ask me for money. But no, he doesn't. He says, hey, those will rot your insides, buddy. And he's serious. And I'm like,
about the ICs.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, you know, what is this, a political statement you're making? You're homeless, and this is the only thing? You can't vote. You don't have taxes, so you're going to make a comment. Anyway, I was kind of irritated with him because I'm like, yeah. I don't care. I don't really care. It's an icy.
It's an annoying conversation.
So that's what I told him. I said, you know what? They're so good. It's worth it.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is where it all went wrong. He leans into me,
ooh,
and he's whispering almost through his whiskers.
Ooh,
his whiskers are touching
food.
My ears. No, they're not. But he leans in and he's like, he says, hey, you know what? He looks around a little bit. He says, I told a black guy that the other day. He was buying some water. So he says, he was buying some water. And I said, that'll rot your insides. And he says, what? And he says, yeah, water rots, rusts out cars and stuff. And he says, oh, I never thought of that. He said, you know what? That black guy, he put it back and he walked out.
Mm.
And I just sat there in amazement of what I just heard.
Yeah.
Because not only, two things hit me at the same time. One, he was talking to me and wasn't asking for money because he thought I was one of him.
Yeah.
David,
he brought you into the circle, James.
I was in the hobo circle.
I think I was going to say hobo. That was great.
He was my hobo buddy. Secondly, what was even worse is apparently I fit the racial profile for a racist. I wanted to look at him, and I just wanted to say, you know what? Racism rots your insides, you freaking retard. But I just kind of looked at him because I was just, you always think of stuff to say later, but at the time.
Yeah.
I just threw icy at him. No, I didn't. But I thought about that later, see? Should have hit him.
He's going to rot your outsides, too.
My dad was black. You know, I just want to hit him with something, you know?
We should have beat him up. Like, we should have let him go out and then followed him.
Well, we did follow him a little bit.
Oh, the
not
van.
On purpose. The
and
guy
then
in the
he
van.
Went out and opened up a pack of cigarettes
garbage
and threw
out.
His garbage out the window.
See, the world is wrong because he is in it.
Well, the
he
thing
is probably the devil.
What I told you was I think his van's full. Of trash, so he had
no more room.
He had no more room. It was trashy.
It just makes me mad. It had somewhere there's a black dude who didn't get a Perrier because this idiot.
Didn't he have a clear plastic bag on his passenger side window?
Yes, he did. See, I don't laugh at stuff like that.
I do. Was he an idiot?
Don't hit me. Yeah, I wonder what rotted his car, you know?
Probably his butt.
Anyway.
Anyway, that was a good one, James.
Yeah.
Okay, isn't that the LBB or is that your weekly?
He's episode? Also the LBB of the
there
week.
We go.
That's where that comes
he
in.
He won.
The man at the, I don't even know what to call him, racist man.
He had a hat
racist
on, didn't he?
Hobo. That's what I'm going to call him.
Racist hobo.
The racist hobo is the LBB of the year.
Every week we have LBB of the year.
No,
there's
this
like
guy,
13 LBBs
at least
of the year.
The lady at Lowe's and the lady at Panera weren't racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
apparently this dude only had one joke, and he told it to everybody. Hey, hey, you see you pumping gas, and he walks by. Hey, that'll rot the inside of your car.
Really?
Oh, I told some white dude that at an ice machine. He almost hit me in the face.
I bet you every convenience store clerk hates that.
He just runs around.
QT's like got a
sales have gone down drastically ever since this man started frequenting our establishment.
The racist hobo.
So watch out, people. The racist hobo may be coming to a quick trip near you. So anyway, that's our weekly update. Time for a little bit of news, though, Dave. Let's do some
news.
Let's do some news.
Do you have any news? You never.
Hold on, wait.
No, don't be looking at the show notes. I run the show.
What do I have any news of? I don't have any news.
Well, I do want to say this. I've had a lot of people that apparently don't listen to the show and don't read the blog at nlcast.com asking me, when are you guys going to start doing live shows again? When do you record usually? I finally started to try to come to the live shows, and
yeah, when there's life no comes live back shows. To normal.
Huh?
When life comes back
well, absolutely. To normal. Absolutely. Most people know who listen to Geek Loves Nerd. I bought a foreclosure home. I've been working on it 12-hour days for a month. Finally got in. Still got a lot to do, but I'm going back to work now, and the pain in my muscles is lessening and all this, but we just don't have time to do a live show right now, so expect live shows to return after February. And maybe even after March, because I got a baby coming in March.
You do have a baby coming in March.
Yeah. So expect that. I also want to just say this as part of the news segment. I haven't done this for a while, and we used to do it all the time. I just want to take a minute and thank you listeners for making Nobody's Listening what it is.
It's bigger than what I thought.
It blows my mind how big it's gotten. And it's not because, I seriously believe this, it's not us, it's you guys. How big could it get if we didn't have listeners?
It wouldn't be big.
I looked at, okay, here's how I know it's about them and how in the quality of our listeners, not even how many we have, because I'm on iTunes. I'm looking at the comedy section. We are on page 2 of featured comedy podcasts.
Five pages. Whoa.
We used to be the last one on the 5th page. We've spent quite a while, the better part of a year, at page number 2, creeping up to the top of page 2. And I'm looking at people's numbers and downloads and all that, and almost every podcast on that entire 5 pages has more downloads than we do. But it's because that we have 136 iTunes reviews that we keep staying at the top of that list. So it's not that we have more listeners than everybody else. We have better listeners that love us more than other listeners do their shows. And I think that's something to brag about. I think that's something to be proud of. So thank you out there, people.
Who have we beat? Anybody special that I would know?
I don't want to go there.
James, I want to go there. I want
to
tread on their toes.
You're going to have to get on iTunes and you're going to have to look.
Google it right now. I love Google.
I'm not doing it, okay. David. You have an evil heart.
I haven't left a review yet.
I feel bad.
I haven't either.
That would leave cheating. It's wrong.
Hello, my name is Stephanie. I love the show.
I love my own show. It's the best show in the world. So thank you. Seriously, thank you. David is just following my lead. But I
am.
Seriously think you guys are awesome. Oh, okay. As far as news goes, somebody asked me this. They sent me, since this is an all, we didn't announce what kind of show this was.
Yeah, we did.
We did. Okay, we did. Since it's an all listener input, email, and voicemail show, in case I didn't mention that before, that's what it is. I'm going to answer a question that I had this week as part of our news segment. Somebody asked this. Hi, James. I heard from a podcast, hopefully it was ours, that you are the source for weekly Murloc information. I have only recently been listening to their show. And the site I was getting their podcast off of isn't responding anymore. I was wondering if you knew where I could get them. Thanks, James. Well, I forwarded that email to Michael Murloc, Michael Masick, and I asked him if we could get some updates on that. See if we couldn't get an archive. I'd even be willing to host some of their past shows on my server just to get the gospel of Michael Murloc out there again. What's so funny, David?
Nope, not going to say it. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Anyway, why doesn't anybody ever send me an email? I know I've been off the show.
People do. I just delete your name.
No wonder why I haven't been getting any. I was wondering why. I tried to get on my forums. And you wouldn't let me.
What?
You blocked me.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway.
I'm still the administrator, right?
Yeah, sure awesome. You are.
No, you took it away. All power is gone.
You were off the show.
I know, but I wanted to block people.
You go to the About Us page and Nobody's Listening. You're not even there anymore. No. I deleted you from history.
Is this microphone fake in my hand?
It's off, but it's real.
Oh, I actually checked. That would suck.
Anyway, we got to get to this voicemail stuff. But speaking of voicemails, there's been some issues with my voicemail system, and The deal is, if you haven't heard your voicemail lately, I know Blair's one of those people, Kendall's one of those people, Duncan's one of those people. They're still listed in my email or my system, but for some reason the system has lost them, and they say they're going to restore them all in time. They updated on the 15th. It's the 18th tonight. Still haven't seen them in like 2 weeks. But if they come up, I will. I'll put them in the mix. So awesome. It's not that I hate you, people. It's that I can't use your stuff because I can't download it. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come right back, we'll get to our main topic, which is your emails and voicemails.
Booyah!
Right here on Nobody's Listening. Hi, this is James.
And this is Jen.
I'm the geek.
And I'm the nerd.
And we do a little podcast called
Geek Loves Nerd
at geeklovesnerd.com.
It's about our life and our kids and our marriage.
And the end of it.
Is that coming soon?
You probably hope so, but I really would like to stay if you'd let me. Anyway, if you like hearing other people's business without actually having to know them, then you can listen to us every week at geeklovesnerd.com or look us up in iTunes.
I think iTunes is rad. Nerd loves geek. At least
she did. Late last week. All right, we're back. Yep. David had to go potty, so that's why. Let's start with some stuff here. As part of our featured story, even though we don't have a featured story, I just like to hit a few emails that people have sent us in reference to recent shows. So we'll start with those.
Okay.
First one, a guy named Payne writes about Hardcore Rob. You remember Hardcore Rob?
Yes.
The paint guy
at Lowe's. Yes.
He offered this suggestion. He offered this suggestion about how to get him to laugh. You could get Hardcore Rob to laugh if you tell him about your show. He has to have an iPod or a computer where he can listen to it on. How can you get him to actually listen to it is up to you. And that's from Payne. So, David, I offered this suggestion to you.
Yes.
You did not respond favorably.
Okay, no. You said you had the cards. Now, when you pull out a business card purse to your brother.
I pulled out a satchel, case.
Don't try to
a wallet, it. A small business card wallet.
It's a man purse.
No, it's not. It was two.
You lost 5 points with me when you pulled out a man purse.
It's not a man purse.
No, for real. It was a business card holder.
Thank you.
He had business cards. And
I was going to say, listen to our show.
We should. I'll do it tomorrow.
We talked about you, but David said, you said you were just going to jump up on the counter and dance, but then you said you weren't in the mood.
I lost it. I don't know what type of day it was.
You just didn't care if he laughed.
I didn't see my girl.
No.
And at Hardware.
She was there, David.
She was. So we still haven't figured it out yet. But we're gonna try. I think we should give him a card now, you know, thinking about it.
I think we should.
And just say, hey, listen and listen to episode whatever we mentioned.
I left a card last night at Chili's for the waitress.
Really?
Yeah, she was cool. She was thinking I was funny, and she thought I was drawing pictures cool. I was drawing pictures for my daughter.
Do you have a picture purse too?
It's called a portfolio. Anyway, somebody else responded to one of our voicemails that we got. I didn't know what they had talked about. I didn't know what they were saying. But apparently we played a voicemail last week that was a song.
Yes.
Never Gonna Give You Up. Well, I found out what it meant later, and somebody else wanted to make sure we knew too. She says, "Dear James, an awesome host."
That's me.
Must be you, David.
I'm the host with the most.
She says, P.S. I'm sure you figured it out by now, but you got Rickrolled. And it means that you were tricked into listening to Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Okay, I've always loved that song.
I think it's awesome.
It's not a bad song. The video?
Hideous.
Hideous.
It's like watching H from CSI Miami dance around.
It was like watching that George Michael one. The white, all white. Remember that one?
No, it's more like what I said about CSI guy.
I think it's more like
Horatio Caine as a young man dancing.
Oh my gosh.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I put two and two together. Thank Looks you. Like, okay, you win that one. 1 point for you.
Broke
you. No, you did.
Okay, so anyway. Oh, the last little bit that I'd like to comment on is a fella in the forums. I don't usually talk about the forums because I'm ashamed of them. Actually, the forums are the best part of the show. But a fella named Bobs, that's his username, B-O-B-B-Z. He's at Disney right now, and he's blogging kind of on our on our forums about his adventures, and he is going to try to go by at the ticket counter, the customer service desk at the grand entrance to the Magic Kingdom, and he's going to look for the Norwegian lady.
Dude, that would be so sick if he got him.
I told him if he took a picture of her and sent it to me, he would be the little G god of NLCast forever.
Yeah, I think he would be. I'll draw him a picture. I did a good picture of the chair that time in Jenny's room. And then you came in. You're like depth perception and angle and optical.
I drew what you drew in 5 seconds. But anyway.
It took me 10 minutes.
E and V mail.
So let's do some voicemails and emails. Here's one from Bob Jones. It says, hey guys, love your podcast and all. But now I hate you guys.
What?
Because ever since I found your podcast on iTunes, I've been trying to catch up, and I haven't been able to listen to any music ever since. I've been staying up until about 1 a.m. every night for the past 4 nights or so. First episode I ever heard was 54, The Wow Attack. But now I'm almost up to episode 30, so I plan to catch up soon. Keep up the good work, Bob Jones.
Wow.
So welcome to the podcast, Bob Jones. Glad you're here. Any comments on that?
That's great. I'm glad people don't listen to music anymore.
Here's one from TJ. I'm currently in college, and I thought of the story not too long ago. I was about 10 years old, and I was over at my friend's house. We were jumping on the trampoline, attempting to do backflips and other cool tricks that we all used to do when we were kids. Because that's not a child when you're 10, apparently.
Oh, he's 10 now?
No, he was. Anyway,
okay.
We hear his sister. I don't even know who his is. Who is his? Proofread. Anyway, I hear his sister, about 5, yelling, I want to jump too. So we look over, and she's running down this little hill toward the trampoline when their large black lab comes sprinting up behind her. The dog collides with the back of her leg, sending her into a full backflip. She landed right on her stomach, did a complete flip and landed on her stomach and started giggling. My friend and I were amazed she wasn't hurt. That's because little dogs can't hurt little girls. It's impossible.
No, it's against their law.
They have magic that they share. But anyway, she got up fairly quickly, and as soon as she does, the dog comes back and takes her out by the front, and she goes spinning into a front flip. She was perfectly fine. She ended up laughing even harder the second time it happened, even though she landed right on her face.
Wow.
I thought this was a fun story. TJ?
Buddy.
You're sick, dude.
You are. Your black lab is satanic.
Black lab is attacking.
It's like a black cat. You want to kill it.
You know, he probably went through and edited it, and it was originally that he took out her face and
ripped it off.
It right off, and she was laughing. It's all sick and stuff.
That reminds me of a bad movie.
Anyway, Neil writes, okay, James. I love it when people do that.
I know, me too, James.
Okay, James, listen.
I got something for you.
This is the email you've been waiting down? For. I'm typing in all caps for you. No, here we go. Okay, James. As this podcast is the voice of the middle schooler. Actually, what he wrote was, being the voice of the middle schooler, in my second period gym class, there's always games of dodgeball and basketball going on. So I'm playing dodgeball. I throw the ball, and I nail this girl right in the face. I go over and apologize, being the nice person I am. Well, you know what, Neil? Nice people don't hit girls.
They don't even aim for girls.
Nope. You want all girls in the middle of the dodgeball.
You do.
So get the boys out. You have all these girls frolicking.
Oh my gosh. Hit Billy. Hit him.
Unless she had a really big head.
Yeah.
And she was very short. And so you were aiming for everybody
glasses.
Else's hips, but then you hit this girl in the face.
A huge head.
His head pants new. So anyway, I decided to play basketball because, you know, dodgeball apparently was just too complicated.
He just took somebody's nose off, so
yeah.
Might as well try that.
Yeah, let me see what I can do with these basketball players. And once again, I shoot it. It bounces off the backboard, hits the same girl square in the face. So now I think that there's something out to get me. That's my story, and I hope it's on the show.
He's going
to
marry her. He's going to marry her. What do you think, James? Yes or no? Marriage. Children,
the
big
big-headed
house. Somebody has to marry the big-headed girl. We've already discussed this.
Okay, let me just share this with you, David. Speaking of the forums, I have a listener I'll have to tell you about it. She was very offended when about what you said about how girls that are taller than you are not attractive.
Hey,
she got preference. Really, really offended.
She's like 7'2", isn't she? Yeah.
Probably.
Lanky. Sorry, whatever your name is, Becky.
But anyway, she was really offended, and people came to your defense, and they said
she was like really, really, really offended.
Yeah, she was. She was like, I don't know if this is going to get me banned from the show, but I just had to tell you.
What's your name?
I'm not going to say.
I'm going to the forums. I'm administrator still. No, okay. I just say that for me.
Yeah.
Like a taller chick.
I think you.
Because I'm 5'8".
I think you conveyed that. And I think she's just a little sensitive.
You know what? I'm not doing this anymore. Hey, they are unattractive. I can't do it anymore. You know me, James. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm sorry.
David!
You're blocked.
We have a tall sister.
Yeah, but she ain't like Goliath. I'm talking about a good 6 inches over me.
Oh, man.
If I have to climb a ladder to kiss you... We have problems.
Oh, man. But what you said, see, now I can't. I was trying to come to your defense.
No, you always do that. You always do that.
I was
going to
say a lot of things, but just know that I'm the good host. Some people can't tell our voices apart. I'm the nice one.
I'm the nice one.
David's the evil one. Dana wrote, hey, this is me, Dana, again, the crazy kayaker. I just wanted to say that this story is for my friend Corin, also a listener of the podcast, who has recently been diagnosed with cancer and is going through chemotherapy right now. I hope you feel better soon and that the story makes you laugh really hard. Me and Corin have a mutual friend called Izzy, and Izzy is not the smartest person in the world. He's also not going to be alive anymore because you named his name, and the stalkers are going to get you.
Death.
Anyway, I was over at her house the other day, and we were both bored. Izzy decided she... Oh, boy. Izzy's a girl. Does that bother you?
Yep, she tall?
I don't know. Izzy decided she wanted to see if you could slip on a banana peel for real, just like they do in cartoons. So she peeled the banana, ate it, and placed the peel on the floor, tried to slip on it. Of course, she couldn't. She was getting so frustrated by their efforts, we decided we should take a break. Because not slipping is really hard.
Yes,
work.
Yes.
So we went off the backyard. We left the banana peel on the linoleum floor. Now,
no.
Izzy's family
no.
is on the richer side of society. And she has a pool in her backyard. Because that is apparently
the rich thing to do
when you're rich. Izzy had gotten a new skateboard for Christmas and decided she wanted to use it. So she was skateboarding around the pool until one of her wheels gets stuck in one of the cracks in the concrete. See, she's obviously on the poor side of the rich people. If you have cracked
concrete around your pool.
For a skateboard wheel to go into. But anyway, she launches into the pool, clothes and all. She climbs out dripping wet, furious with a look that could kill. She stomps off to the house to get a towel. She steps on the banana peel.
No.
Her legs go flying out from under her, and she Finally. Lands heavily on her rear. Apparently, she has a heavy rear. And her rear end, bruising her tailbone.
Oh!
This apparently not too big of a rear end if she was able to bruise the tailbone.
No.
This definitely wasn't what she had in mind, but it did work. Thanks, wow. James, for letting me share this story. I'll visit you in the hospital soon, Corin. I waited a little while to put that on. I don't know why. So I hope Corin's still around.
Oh, gosh.
I hope you are, Corin.
Yeah.
Sweetie, I'm
Corin?
Serious. Corin. Corin. I hope you get better, girl. Bob Ross. It's Bob Ross from the forums. Here's my story. About 3 or 4 years ago, my dad had taken out the trash. It was the one and only time he ever did it.
Yes.
The end. No. There was about 5 or 6 bags in a very small trash can. And he had taken them out at different times of the day and night. Because he was obviously had to space
it out. He was rationing.
Yeah, he didn't want to do all that at one time.
Too much work.
Man, one garbage can full of trash takes time to get out to the street. Anyway, the next morning the trash men came and I was watching them because, well, I don't know why. Because you're a middle schooler, Bob. That's why.
Yep. This is fun.
Now, because you're looking for career day and you want to, you don't want to bring your dad because these guys can carry a whole trash can at the same time. Now, there was about 2 of these guys. One of them was a giant man. And he capitalized it because when I say giant man, I always say he was a giant man. Mm. Anyway, he was a giant man. He was really tall. He probably looked like the announcer on your show. See, there's a stereotype right there.
Wow.
Guy with a big voice has to be a giant man.
Yeah.
Well, he is a giant man, so this time the stereotype holds true.
True.
The other guy was a small, skinny, baggy pants down to the knees kind of guy. Well, they pulled up, and the giant man took some bags out, and he threw them in, and then he looked in the trash can to get more. He yelled. He jumped into the small guy's arms.
No.
Like in the Basement Ghost Man episode. So my dad went out to see what they were yelling about, and inside the trash can was a mean, crazy possum trying to get out. Well, it scared the mess out of him, but in the end, the possum was put back in the wild. Bob Ross. Oh, man, dude, I got a possum story that I'll have to save for a further episode. But possums, they look really cute and cat-like when they're in the wild.
Yes.
If you corner one, they turn into the devil.
The devil. Reincarnate. I have a story about a possum, too.
We'll do a possum episode.
We need to. Do one tonight.
If you have a possum episode, send in, or a possum episode. If you have a possum story, send it in. We haven't done a theme show in a while.
Wow.
We also want to do a theme show on computers and ruining computers.
Yes.
So send your theme shows, ideas, and us and the stories in. That'd be great. Here's one from G. Smith. Hello, hello. First, I want to say welcome back, David.
Booyah.
See, people are emailing you.
I love you, G. Smith.
Good to hear you again. My dad and I drove my grandma back to the airport just this morning because it was time for her to go. Go to heaven?
I mean, I was about to say.
I don't know. We walked her all the way down to the security check line where we checked her, and she was run through the x-ray machine.
Yes.
Now, behind us was an old woman with her dog talking to a security lady. At the very front of the line was a woman who checked your passport, and there was a big bodyguard next to her. After a minute, this was the old lady's bodyguard, I guess, with the dog.
Okay.
After a minute of waiting, we heard an old woman in the back yell, "Bang, bang, you're dead," and everybody turned to look at her.
You don't say that in the airport.
But then the big, bad bodyguard shrieked, "It's a terrorist, hit the floor!" And this big bear of a man immediately fell to the floor and covered his head with his hands. Everyone in line just stared at him with blank faces until the woman he was guarding said, "Frank, it was an old woman. There are no terrorists." The man stood up slowly. He looked around before walking away. Broke ya. The old woman had actually yelled that because she was showing a security lady how her dog could play dead.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think maybe he was a little too stressed or something because he snapped right there in front of everybody. Just lost his mind.
That's a good one.
And those big guys, sometimes they do have those Mike Tyson type voices.
Yeah.
It's a terrorist. Hit the floor. because David was wondering in the last show, the wife and Everybody Loves Raymond is Patricia Heaton. She is 49.
Yep, I found out.
Also, my idea to make Hardcore Rob laugh is to bring a stereo, play some screamo rock music, and headbang and dance to it. If it's bad enough, you may get a chuckle, but if it's good enough, he'll start to dance along right there in the paint aisle, Dave.
Wow.
Yeah, G. Smith, it's not a win-win situation. But he says, keep it up, guys. Love you, G. Smith. I added the love you part.
Thanks, G.
We have the best listeners. Let's see where we are time-wise. We are doing great. This is from Matthew Sargent. Stalkers. Sarge. James and insert co-host here.
I'm David, and I'm inserted there.
Last semester, I took a Bible as literature course at a very liberal art school. Is there any other kind? The course was taught by a very cynical ancient man with some very interesting ideas about the old B-I-B-L-E.
That's the book for me.
I stand alone on the Word of God. I stand alone. Get off my Bible. I'm standing. There's not enough room for both of us.
But it's the book for me.
It's the B-I-B-L-E. Early in the semester, he was lecturing on Genesis 32, where Jacob wrestles with God and gets his hip messed up. I'm sure you're familiar with the story, preacher man. Well, yes, I am, actually. Anyway, our teacher, who I suppose we should call Lucifer in this case, began to suggest entities other than God that Jacob might have been wrestling with. See, I love that about the Bible. You can read any other book in history, and nobody's going to replace Napoleon with Caesar or Caesar with somebody else. But as soon as you start reading the Bible, it got to be everybody that wrote it is a blamed idiot.
Yeah.
And they couldn't have been spelling it right. He must have been talking about somebody.
They must
else.
Have translated it differently.
Oh, anyway. So after suggesting an angel, a demon, or Jacob himself.
Jacob wrestled with Jacob? He popped his hip out of place.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Haven't you ever done that?
I've done that twice this year.
Our teacher turned around and wrote Dracula on the board in all caps. He told us not to laugh, but how can you avoid laughing at that? His reasoning was that God had to leave before morning because the sun was rising, so of course he must have been a vampire.
Wow. God's a vampire?
So here it is, folks. All you Christians out there, things have changed. There's been this news break.
It's like the Da Vinci
all this time. We've been serving Dracula.
Bloodthirsty.
Oh, man. I led so many children astray. I don't want to die and go to heaven now. It's a big blood bank in the sky, David. God is a vampire.
I need garlic.
I need to go watch Interview with a Vampire so I can get saved.
So you can understand God's ways. Wow.
Yeah. So there
you go. Why would you? That's so far-fetched that I wouldn't even believe it.
Oh, and then here's the other thing. If he was a vampire, why wouldn't he just bite Jacob and get it over with?
Not pop his hip out, boy.
I'm going to pop my hip out, please, boy.
I won't let you go till you bite me.
He bit me. Oh, he bit me.
The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
All religion is power.
It makes so much more sense now in the blood.
We just figured this whole religion thing out.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you.
Where's Lucifer at? I want to go to that college.
Oh, gosh. All right. Aaron writes, Dear James and David. See, you're in this one, too.
I'm here.
Hi, I listen to your show almost every day, and I love hearing you guys talk about your funny life. My name's Aaron, by the way. Yeah, we figured.
No.
The voice of the middle schooler. No, that's us. Soon to be high schooler.
Stalkers.
Anyway, here's my story. When I was little, I went to my first day of preschool. And I was drawing on the floor behind my teacher's rocking chair. She ended up rocking onto my leg.
Oh.
And let's just say it hurt. So she tries to hug me, and I kick her in the shin. Then the helpers tried to help the teacher. And let's call her Lucifer. No, let's call you Lucifer, Aaron.
Wow. Let's call her Lucifer.
And I also assaulted them. My dad had to be called in on the first day. Hope it wasn't too long. Love you, Aaron. Aaron?
Didn't we already tell the story?
No, I don't think we did. Did we? I just want to say.
I just recall.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we did. Let's say it again.
Okay.
Aaron, you're a sick person.
You are.
I hope you got better.
I hope everybody wears Connor writes, shin covers.
Oh, this is one I put in for you. Connor says, hey, James, and hopefully David.
I'm here.
It's Connor, a.k.a. the extremely inactive poster on the forums. I'm an American kid at age 12 living in Dublin. Stalkers!
Dublin.
And I have listened since Scott Johnson guest hosted on the show and have fallen in love with your show, too.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's awesome. You know, I am a pastor. I can marry you to the show.
When has Scott Johnson hosted on the show?
He guest hosted a while back, right after you left. Left me.
Left you all alone.
Anyways, I was in school the other day. And we went out for recess. Like usual, everything was chaotic. Imagine eight grades, kindergarten one all the way to sixth grade, crammed in a super small outdoor area without any playground equipment. That's called a prison.
Yep.
Are you in a prison?
Is there barbed wire on the fences?
Connor?
Are there men up in towers with guns?
Oh, this is Ireland.
Yeah.
It must be Northern Ireland. No, it's Dublin.
It's Dublin.
So. It's anyway, just a couple of foam balls is all they had to play with. Sounds like you were in a gerbil cage. Anyway, I was running around and noticed my friend. To conceal his identity, I would call him Lucifer. Yeah. And how very creative.
That is.
Anyway, I snuck up on him, and I began to dash at him, shouting, Lucifer, Lucifer. Anyway, he turns around just as I came about half a foot away from him, and I smacked right into his face.
Oh!
I fell to the ground with the image of my friend watching over me. He looked over and asked if I was okay. I sat up, and I told him I was fine. He grew worried, and I asked him what was wrong. Look down, he said. There was only two words that came out of his mouth, so I did. And I noticed my whole uniform was drenched in blood. Blah, blah, blah. My blazer, my tie, everything. You wear a blazer.
No, they have to. It's all. There's no public schools in Ireland.
Oh.
So you have to wear uniforms.
What's a blazer, dude?
A blazer. Like
It's a coat.
Like a sweater.
Okay, it sounds like something that would be on fire.
Like Harry Potter, the blazer. That they wear
a big robe?
No. Like the uniform. It's like your
scarf?
Suit jacket.
Okay.
A blazer.
Don't wear those in Harry Potter. They wear robes.
No, but I'm talking about in the school that he went to.
Anyway, my blazer, my tie, and everything was red. Anyway, he walked me to the nurse. Thankfully, I'd missed my math class. But I had to walk around school changing class to class for the rest of the day looking like I'd come out of a horror movie. Anyway, let's just say that's my story. I'm sticking to it. P.S. Don't bother me sending me a button if I win because I'm in Ireland. Connor? Guess what? We got a little surprise for you, dude.
We got a
My brother's in America for a couple of months. He's going back to Ireland. I'm going to send him with a bunch of buttons.
Yep, I'm handing them out.
And we're going to send one to you. And if you'll send your address, he will drive it to your house.
I will drive it
like
to your house.
Like a true stalker.
I will take the bus. Aaron bus lines.
So Connor has
so
that
give
sound.
Me your address.
You didn't win a button. We're just giving you one, buddy.
Yeah.
Because you're from Ireland and you're American. It's two strikes against you.
The way it should be.
All right, here is a totally... This wins the award. Let me see how much time we have left. Oh, we got plenty of time. Emilio and Danny strike again. This is the weirdest email I've ever gotten. Here okay. It goes. Hey, James and guest, hopefully David.
I'm here.
We have another funny story to tell you. Not another funny story. You have to tell the first funny story first, guys. I'm in middle school, just to let you know. Me and my friend Lucas, stalkers, were going to work at the school office because the people were not there.
Me and my
see what I'm talking about? Work. We were answering calls, and it was fun.
Shut up.
Yeah, this is like the inmates taking over the asylum.
This is great.
Well, we were bored out of our minds, and we decided to look at the security camera screens that they have installed because there were people who had broken into the school before. Anyways, we were looking around, and we saw the second graders playing some running game. I love those running games.
Come back.
Just run around. Anyway, there was this little girl, and she was running as fast as she could, about 8 miles an hour. So apparently the security cameras also came with a clocking
mechanism. Yes, yes.
Where you could tell how fast these little suckers was going. So as you know, she hit the basketball pole.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was amazing.
That was crazy. Eight miles an hour.
Actually, I remember it was like 8.2, 8.3.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, at this point, we were just laughing. Well, she hit the pole, bounced off, and this eighth grader came out of nowhere and pushed or shoved this little girl about 5 yards. She hit the pavement face first and rolls.
Oh.
So Lucas and I went around. We went outside and we picked her up. We were laughing the whole time. Anyways, she has cut her lip and her nose. Well, her lip and her nose were bleeding profusely. So my friend lays her down because she has passed out.
No.
See the way this is written? It's so weird. He slaps her across the face.
Was this a movie?
This is just hideous. You guys should never be in control of an elementary school.
No, ever again.
He slaps her across the face, and then she wakes up, not knowing where she was, and we had to bandage her up. After we did, we made her sit with an ice pack on her cut lip, because that's really good for a cut lip, you know?
That does nothing for your cut lip.
And her head looked like a mummy because of all the medical wrap that we put on her head. Now my friend Lucas is dead. I guess because he mentioned him a lot.
Oh, yeah. Stalkers.
Love, Emilio and Danny. Please send me a button or t-shirt. Well, here's the news, guys. Yeah. We don't have any t-shirts. And you're never getting a button.
Here's the question. Where's all the grown-ups?
Well, here's another question. Where's your English teacher? Because did you see the punctuation in this thing?
Yes.
The lack of, actually. The sentence structure or lack of.
And where's your nurse teacher?
Where's the nurse?
Why she got like a mummy?
Even the school from stinking Ireland that didn't have a playground had a nurse.
Yeah.
They also had blazers. Where's your blazer?
Where's your blazer at, Emilio?
Okay, Austin writes, hey, James, another guy or girl or band. David, which one are you?
I'm all three.
And all the nobodies that are still listening out there. So my latest ploy worked. Oh, this is Austin, the button guy, the youth pastor that's been bugging me for a button forever, and we finally gave him one,
okay.
And he just now started listening, so he's not a regular listener. He's a poser. I just want to say that. I didn't think that anyone would actually give me a button, but yes, as of episode 50, I have earned my button. That's right, just 12 to 16 weeks, I will have a shiny new Nailcast button. So the finger lie episode reminded me of a somewhat similar experience I had when I was 9 or 10. I don't remember the details, but it basically involved me coming across a group of guys picking on some girl who I conveniently don't know and couldn't identify for verification purposes. I heroically rushed to the aid of the young damsel in distress. I may have been 8, but that didn't... It may have been 8 to 1, but that didn't deter me. I warned the attackers to leave while they could. They didn't, and I quickly dispatched them all, escaping with only one black eye. I was, in fact, a hero. All my friends told me so. The truth was, though, that I had ended up with that black eye through some feat of dexterity and poise, or lack thereof, on my part. I was so embarrassed to go to school and tell my friends what a goob I was, so my stepdad and I cooked up this story about the girl and saving her, which I proceeded to tell to all my friends throughout the week. As I think back on this story and I hear James's confession, I suddenly realize the best part of the story. I had told the fake story so many times over the last few years that I cannot remember what actually happened to me. It's like you said long ago. You got to lie like the devil lies. Take a little truth and wrap the lie around it. So there it is. I hope to see my button soon, Austin.
He told a lie so many times he can't remember.
Yeah.
What really happened.
That's what you have to do. That sounds like clinical depression.
That's when you change it and then you fill the void of the lie and you live the lie. You're part of the lie and you are the lie.
I do not offer any of the advice that David, that's his own opinion. So
awesome.
Anyway, this is probably our last one for the show. This is Anton, first time caller, long time listener, with a story you might enjoy. When I was a young boy, I was around 4 years old. I was running down a flight of stairs to get to the park that was below. Dang. And these stairs were about 4 foot long and about a foot and a half high. So it was a big feat for a kid my age to go down those stairs. However, when I was going down, I missed a step and I fall down forward, banging my lip smack onto the following step. Long story short, my lower lip got severely torn right through the middle.
Hit me.
And the cut going deep into my mouth.
Mouth.
We went to the emergency room and the doctor had to put dozens of stitches on my lip inside my mouth. And I still have the scar. Hope this gets read on the show. P.S. The blood stain is still on the step in my house.
That's horrible.
Anton, we hate you. Because David and
so his lip smacked into the in the next step and his teeth tore, went through.
His teeth went through his lip, dude. David is flipping out right now.
That's so gross. Because you always want to see it, but you never want to
no,
see it.
No, I don't want to see that.
I do want to see it. Send me pictures of the blood stain.
All right, we
have
one voicemail. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Here it goes from Paul in Florida.
Hi, James. This is Paul from Florida. I have a story that you probably won't want to listen to.
Oh, okay.
It's about a track meet, and my track coach, well, he was running a relay. And you know how there's a point in time where you're running that you're up in the air and you aren't touching the ground? Well, he was running next to these two people, and they bumped him right when he was in the air. So he flipped out, his arm was out. And it hit the ground and, like, snapped in half, and he almost had to have it cut off.
He cut his arm off?
Okay, here's what I want to say, Paul. It sounded like Paul had recently been crushed by something very heavy. If you hear it later, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Paul, when you're in danger and you can only make one phone call, don't call this show.
Don't ever.
Call 911. He sounded like he'd been recently squished. He's like, oh, like blood was coming up. That
was his last phone call.
I wanted to call and tell you a story.
I'm underneath the car
before I.
My dad let it on.
Meet my savior, Dracula. Oh my gosh, dude, this has been fun. It's funner than I thought it was going to be. But if your email didn't get read, hang in there. We'll eventually get to it.
Are we picking a button or what?
We should. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm saying Dracula, dude.
Yeah.
Dracula. Yeah, no hands down.
No hands down.
No.
No holds bar.
No holds bar. No questions asked. So if you were the guy that sent in the Dracula story, I don't have it here because I delete them as I read them. But if you sent in the Dracula story, I think it was, what was his name? Anyway, we'll verify you, so don't lie. Send in your address and we'll send you a button.
Yeah.
In the meantime, check us out at nlcast.com. Subscribe to our blog, and that way you'll know what's going on in the world. We also have features and stuff we put up there. Check out our forums at nlcast.com. Call us with your stories at 816-298-0823, or email them to nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com and spell them correctly. We also have a guest calendar and daily features and stuff like that. And then join one of our 130-some-odd amazing, amazing fans and listeners and leave us an iTunes review.
Have we got like a 3-star yet?
Yeah, we've gotten several.
What's that person's name? Tell me.
And lastly, tell a friend. Tell a friend about the show. If you love us, the only thing that could ever be wrong about our show, David, is if you kept us to yourself.
Yeah, if you keep it a secret, then nobody gets to enjoy us.
Real friends don't let other friends drive drunk, and they also don't let their friends listen to any other podcasts or music. Just us.
Just us.
So until later, just let us live our lie, because we know the truth is
nobody's listening. Well, went. Wow.
Well, hey, let's do a little post-show interview.
Okay. Emily is a relative And we just want to know.
A recently added relative.
Recently added.
Recently added.
We want to know.
2 years ago.
Yep, 2 years ago. We want
a niece.
She's a niece. We want to know, how'd you feel about it? Tell me how you felt about it.
I just really want to know how you liked watching the show, the entire show.
Watching the show.
Yeah, watching us record.
Watching the show was great. Definitely a lot funnier when I see you guys laughing. Makes it funnier.
And our facial expressions.
Facial expressions, definitely.
That's why people like our live shows. We'll try to get them back as soon as possible, I promise.
You can't promise anything.
Now, if we ever have you on the show in the future, will you have a featured story to tell if we ever let you on?
I've actually been trying to think of some really good ones, and I think I have one or two.
At least PG.
Could you give us the titles of those stories?
I can't. Nope.
Okay, well, then you can't be on the show.
Do they have anything to do with David or I?
No.
They have anything to do with giving us money?
No.
Give me the mic back.
It was fun while it lasted. All right. Well, anyway, Dave, you're my true guest host.
Dude, I am. I'm always there for you. So I'm never going to give you up.
Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and hurt you. Never going to say goodbye. Never going to say goodbye. Never going to say goodbye. I didn't know how to do it after that. I couldn't do a fill. I've been hurting for so long. Blah, 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 blah.
Hey, James, it's the creepy voice guy. So, anyway, my favorite writer in the whole world is Ray Bradbury. You know, Dandelion Wine, Martian Chronicles, Something Wicked This Way Comes. Beautiful prose and all that. So, anyway, I'd never gone to see him speak. He's getting up there and all that and had a stroke, so speech slightly off, and I figure I should go see him since he happens to be speaking in my area. So I went there. All I can tell you is that I was shocked. That man cusses like a sailor. Nothing like his writing. Very, very different. It creeped me out. Well, that's it for now.
Hi, Nobody's Listening podcast. This is Chatty Cathy. Here's a story from my past. I call it Brush Creek Box Lunch. I was in the third grade. I attended a parochial school in Kansas City and had to wear a uniform every day, like saddle Oxfords with knee-high socks and a beanie cap. This was in the 60s, of course. Well, my school was located along Brush Creek. If you've ever been to Kansas City, you've probably been seen Brush Creek, which runs along the plaza where the plaza lights are at Christmas time. Walking, I had to jump over Brush Creek to get to school. Brush Creek is like a neighborhood water runoff, like sewer water. Well, this particular morning, I was late and it had rained, so the concrete creek was up. So I chose to hurry across and jump over the creek to save time rather than going the long way around Cleveland Avenue. So as I jumped, I lost my balance and my Mary Poppins lunchbox fell in the Brush Creek. I was devastated. I made it across the creek, but my lunchbox floated away down Brush Creek. Phew. Then suddenly this tall, athletic high school girl, probably from Paseo High School, ran down the creek, straddled Brush Creek, got ahead of my lunchbox, grabbed my lunchbox. Hooray! I was so happy. She was like an angel. She was so sweet to me. She gave me my lunchbox and told me not to eat anything in it. Then a nun up in the schoolyard saw the whole thing, and I thought I was in big trouble. But I wasn't. The nun took me into the convent kitchen and made me a whole new lunch, like an apple with peanut butter sandwich. Then sent me to my class. That was a very exciting day on Brush Creek for an 8-year-old. That's my Brush Creek box lunch story. This is Chatty Cathy signing out. Thank you. Bye bye.
Hi, James and guest host. This is Paul from Florida. I have a story that I heard about in youth group at church. Well, in Grand Central Station just a couple years ago, all these people
All this time, we've been serving Dracula.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.